This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. Schools are out for the summer across the Sioux Empire, and instead of spending hours in front of the TV, kids should get moving and be outside. We're lucky to have the Sioux Falls YMCA, which offers various summer programs for both kids and families. One summer program that kids absolutely love is Camp Leif Erickson. We have the CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, James Oppenheimer, with us, along with the camp director at Leif Erickson right now, Justin Lassen, joining the show today to talk about the YMCA, Camp Leif Erickson, and other exciting events happening with the YMCA. Good morning, guys. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. Now, great to have you back here, James. It's hard to believe that you have been the CEO at the YMCA for almost a year now. So tell me, is there a difference between puppies and humans?
Just a little bit, yes. No, I've been there for coming up on 8 months and excited to be here still. This is going from one great organization to another has been a real honor. And much as I miss the Humane Society and the puppies, some people do say that working with kids is like herding cats. But no, it's been great so far.
That's awesome. Now, what have been the biggest triumphs and challenges for you so far as CEO?
The YMCA is a really traditional organization. It's been part of Sioux Falls for well over 100 years. And there is some amazing legacy with the YMCA. And it's been a real... it's been a triumph to be able to uphold that legacy and try and bring the organization forward and together into the 21st century as we look to update things and make some different changes. We have some updates with our membership that's been really positive and exciting. We just started boxing at the YMCA, so if you want to come and punch someone or something... we have a full-size ring in there and a lot of punching bags.
So why'd you look at me when you said that, James?
Well, you know, I know that you like to get into some boxing once in a while, Christine. That's been a huge triumph. Camp Leif Erickson getting started, which I'm sure we'll talk about, has been great. Our after-school program is growing, and as is youth basketball. So it's been a really solid start, and honestly, the staff has been fantastic, and it's been... been warmly welcomed, which has been great. The challenges have just been trying to adapt and bring the organization forward, make some changes to things that maybe have been in place for a long time. And that can be challenging, but it's also a good challenge to have.
Absolutely. What do you love about your new role as CEO?
I love the fact that the YMCA is a real part of the fabric of Sioux Falls, that Leif Erickson has been around for over 100 years, as has the YMCA itself, and having the opportunity to lead that and lead great people has been absolutely wonderful.
So you had a little bit to think about this next question. Part of your job is to promote youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. What do each of these categories mean to you? I know it's a tough question.
The youth development is, I feel like, huge in this community and hugely important. As we are a growing community, there is a growing number of kids, and the YMCA is really all about kids. And so being part of that is very important, and everything we do is angled towards developing youth. A great example I'll give you, the YMCA logo is a triangle on its tip, and the idea is that the triangle is balancing on its tip. And it's a balance of healthy mind, body, and spirit. The example we always give is a kid playing basketball. Maybe his mind says, hey, I want to score a hoop. And he's there dribbling, and he misses, and his mind's getting there, but his body's not quite there yet, and he can't quite get the ball in the basket. And eventually he's got his coach cheering him on. And eventually his body catches up with his mind and he scores a great basket and he looks up and he sees his parents cheering in the crowd. And that uplifts his spirit. And it's a balance of healthy mind, body and spirit together. And that is healthy living. Social responsibility. The Y has some great social responsibility things, including our low-income housing. We're part of work with Lloyd companies in 5 low-income housing developments. And that's a great part of us helping socially within Sioux Falls.
What are your goals as CEO for the Sioux Falls Family YMCA? You coming from a soccer background, I had to throw in a little pun in there.
I love that. I'm not going to be starting YMCA soccer. But I'm looking to grow the organization and really have managed growth of the Y. The YMCA has so many different prongs and things that it does that bringing it together and bringing us under one banner and under one defined mission is a real goal of mine. And so when people think of the Y, I want them to think of our mission and I want them to think about that you're going to find really quality programming and quality individuals if it's involved with the YMCA.
I know the YMCA is located in various parts of the country, but for anyone who isn't familiar with what the Sioux Falls Family YMCA does, what is your YMCA all about, especially for people just coming into Sioux Falls?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. So there are over 2,000 YMCAs in the U.S., and everyone is unique. And a lot of people think that about the YMCA as a gym and swim. Well, the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, we don't have a swimming pool anymore. That got filled in during our last remodel. Our YMCA has 5 main things that we do. And our mission is to build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities with an emphasis on youth programming. We have 5 things we do. The first 4 are really simple. They're YMCNA, just like the song.
You even did the dance.
I know. Well, it's a great song. It's every wedding dance. But Y is youth sports, where we have our basketball. 2,500 kids play basketball a year through Y Ball. We also have our High Y program. We have lacrosse that is just growing and really getting going now. We have a great young leader leading our lacrosse group. The M is membership. So if you want to come downtown, it's $40 a month to be a member. You can use the gym. We have basketball courts. You can play some racquetball and boxing now. The C is Camp Leif Erickson, which is really our flagship program. Over 3,000 kids a year go to camp, best 2 weeks of summer. Mm-hmm. And the A is after school programming. And a lot of people don't know about that. We're involved in 7 elementary schools, 5 in Sioux Falls through the CLC program, and then 2 outside of Sioux Falls, providing their after-school programming, so somewhere that kids can go once they're done with school while their parents are still working. And then on top of that, as I said before, we're involved with Y Housing, and that's a low-income housing development, so giving people that maybe need somewhere to live, a place to call home.
Oh, yeah, and it's good information to put out there, too, for others to know that the Y is more of, you know, a community-based effort.
Yeah.
And you just showed that with your response there. Now, the Y is also meant to expand the needs of the community. What do you think the Sioux Falls YMCA currently needs right now?
Well, like every nonprofit, the first answer is always money.
Yes.
We can operate as a nonprofit. But in order to keep things affordable, and we try and make our programs affordable to all, we heavily rely on donations in order to keep our programming at a level that anyone can afford to do it, and also to be able to provide scholarships so those that need more assistance with the price that we can get them there. Because we want every kid to be able to experience Leif Erickson, every kid to be able to play basketball, or be able to go to one of our after-school programs if they need somewhere to go. The other thing that we're really looking for is, well, I think Justin can talk more to it, but volunteering is huge. We look for a lot of volunteers to help, specifically volunteer coaches for basketball and really volunteers to help at Leif Erickson with different things, either fixing something or being part of a cleanup crew or doing various other different things that we're looking for.
I can speak on basketball for sure. If you need any help there fixing things, that's not totally my department. I was not known as a handy person growing up. With Sioux Falls Family YMCA too, it's all about adapting to growth around you. So how do you think the YMCA has adapted to the growth of Sioux Falls?
We're in the middle of adapting to Sioux Falls. I think to the growth is a good way, I think, of putting it. We've made some changes within our programming to make sure that we can adapt to this extra growth. The biggest, I mean, boxing is a good way of showing it, that we found a specific program that hits a certain market that where there was a niche and a bit of a gap. Our other programs are just growing with the needs of the community. We're looking to see what we can do at Leif Erickson. So we know as Sioux Falls grows by 5,000 to 10,000 people a year, eventually that demand's going to come through to more kids wanting to play basketball. So we've got to find a way to secure more gyms and more coaches. As we look at Leif Erickson, we know that that is going to grow. So we need to find a way to adapt and be able to utilize our land more efficiently. It's similar with after-school programming. We need to grow it. So we're trying to improve the quality of our programs by hiring a quality coordinator to make sure that it's in good stead for when it does grow and hit capacity. So a number of different things we're doing to grow, but we really are looking to the future and looking to really focus in.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe the next Muhammad Ali could be found right here in Sioux Falls with the addition of boxing. If you are just listening, we are sitting down with James Oppenheimer. He is the CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, along with the Camp Leif Erickson director, Justin Lassen. And speaking about Justin, hello, Justin. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great.
I'm glad to hear that. Welcome to the program. Now, James already talked about all the programs that the YMCA has to offer, including the boxing classes, the Y Club, a lot of youth-focused programming. And probably one of the favorite programs for kids is Camp Leif Erickson. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Camp Leif Erickson?
For sure, yeah. So I joined the team back about a year ago now at the YMCA. And I've been part of the Y for quite a while. So we talked about the 2,000 locations with the YMCA. I was actually part of the Twin Cities network for quite a while. So that's my connection to the YMCA. And my connection to camp goes very deep. It's longstanding from when I was a little kid doing an outdoor overnight camp to working at the YMCA camps in the Twin Cities. And so it's prepared me well to take on this role. And camp opened up, and this was the perfect opportunity to be able to combine my passion for the community, for the YMCA, and for camp in a special way. And so I'm honored and excited to be able to carry that legacy that is camp onto the next generation as the camp director.
So if you can go back to your kid self, do you think kid Justin would love Camp Leif Erickson?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yes. I wish I could go back right now. Actually, it's funny because we had training this last or 2 weeks ago now with our staff. And one of the things that I wanted to do was give our new staff the opportunity to experience camp as if they were a camper.
Oh.
And so we did a mock camp day where they literally started on the bus and we did the songs and they got into groups. And I decided to be a camper that day. And so it was really fun to be able to put myself in the shoes of so many of the campers that are going to be coming. And I felt like a little kid again in a lot of ways. So
Awesome. Yeah. So did James act as the director then, the camp director?
He should have. Yeah. That would have been interesting. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Now, this is coming from someone who is not a Sioux Falls native. I'm a transplant is what they like to call us around here. I've always wondered about the name Leif Erickson and where it comes from. Can you tell us more about the history of it?
For sure, yeah. So I did a little research on this. So camp started in 1920. So we're just over about 105 years now in the making. So you know, long ago, a Scandinavian community was kind of a part of this area. And so around that time, there was an opportunity to give this land to the YMCA. And it was done at a very, very low rate so that this land could be used for the benefit of kids. Mm. And as a way to honor the Scandinavian community that was here, they were thinking of names that represent adventure and really represent the community well. And Leif Erickson, which I found out, was the first Scandinavian to arrive here in North America.
Oh. Wow.
And so for me, and I think for the founders of the camp, it really represented adventure, excitement, something new, you know, a land that hasn't been experienced yet. And so it fit very well with what we're about at camp and continue the legacy from there.
I guess it's all about trying something new when you think about it that way. You know, Leif Erikson came here not really knowing what to expect. And I'm sure some other kids feel the same way, too. Maybe they've known about archery, for example, but they've never experienced it. Same with going on a boat, anything like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think one of the really cool things about camp is, especially in this town, you're not going to get this experience anywhere else, which is super fun. So when we get kids going to archery or, like you said, on a boat or even riding a horse, right? These are things that so many kids have not experienced before in their life and maybe never will again. And all of that magic happens in one place, at camp.
Yeah, I will say I run by the trails where I typically see the horses in the field. So if you ever need someone to babysit the horses or, you know, get their legs working a little bit, I volunteer.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And also a community announcement. If they are laying down, they are not dead.
Oh, good. Good to know.
They are just sleeping. I know there's been some concerns about that.
Yeah, no, the horses, they are alive and active, and I've always enjoyed seeing. They are doing well. So describe a typical day at camp, you know, for anyone going to be experiencing it this summer.
Yeah, for sure. So our goal, as I mentioned, is to make every day an exciting adventure. So you have your standard activities from archery to boating to BB guns to crafts. We've got all of those things. But on top of that, we typically don't share the daily schedule with our kids because there's a lot of things that happen in the cracks, in the in-between, that really add to the adventure. So it's really a mystery and a mystique about camp. That's what makes it so special. So there's stories that are told every day, right? And then they go on scavenger hunts and adventures. And all of a sudden, a random, you know, someone will show up and they have a story to tell. And so to be able to combine both nature activities with this mystical, amazing adventure is really what I think sets camp apart in a special way. And so the basic structure, they come around 9 o'clock. They participate in, you know, their various activities throughout the day. They have lunch in the middle of the day. And then one of their favorite parts at the end of the day is what's called camper choice, where they can choose what they want to do. So we open up various areas of camp and they can go and participate in those again if they want to. So and we have a pretty big bus structure, so we're able to bring them to camp and home, which provides that opportunity for many kids that maybe wouldn't be able to get there on their own.
When I was a day camp counselor, we described it as a structured chaos. So there's always something planned, but then again, there are some element of surprises in there too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. I mean, when you have 600 kids out at a camp at one time.
Oh gosh, yes.
every day is a new adventure, not just for the kids, but for the staff as well. And so it's fun, it's challenging, but it's totally worth it at the end of the day to see them go home happy and tired.
I'm getting happy and anxious flashbacks as I think about my time as a camp counselor, but it is always fun for the kiddos. Do you think they get a little bit upset when they grow up and they can't attend Camp Leif Erikson anymore? Because there is a late age limit, by the way.
Yes, yes. I would say that, I would definitely say that's true. I would say once a week, a parent will come and pick up their kid and say, hey, can I attend camp still? And so, unfortunately, no. But we actually do have what we call Big Vikes, which is a camp for adults. It's a one-day camp coming up here in August. And so that's an opportunity to become a camper again and enjoy camp in a new, fresh way. So that is something we're working on and also working to just open up camp for the community in general more and more. But yes, I wish I could be a camper again. And that is probably the most popular thing I hear from parents.
And now going to big bikes, you're inspiring more questions out of me. Do you know what the day is going to typically look like for the big bikes camp?
Yeah, so it's camp for adults. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a free-flowing type camp, but we have all the classics. So our ropes is up and running. They can experience that. Our horses, you can get a horse ride, as well as just a tour around camp. So it's a little bit more of a chill day. There are vendors there providing food, and you get to be a kid again. So you just can go around and do some of the things that you see your kids do that you wish you could do yourself.
Yeah, that's awesome. Again, we're talking with James Oppenheimer and Justin Lassen from the YMCA, all about what's going on with the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, along with Camp Leif Erickson. Obviously, Camp Leif Erickson is a treasure here in Sioux Falls. And whenever the camp needs help, the community is there to support it. Now, Justin, for example, weather has not been kind to the camp in recent years. It's experienced floods and equipment gets damaged due to the amounts of water. What does this mean to have the Sioux Falls support when it comes to cleanup and donations?
Absolutely. It means everything. I joined camp after this past flood, which was this past summer. But I was a part of the YMCA at that point, and I saw the rally from the community around camp. It was mind-blowing. It really was. It was so clear that this camp means so much to so many people. And to see the funds come in, to see the support, to see people want to come out and help. Even as not the camp director, just a YMCA staff, I felt it and I saw it. And now to be in this role, it's so clear why it's so important to this community. And it was everything for camp to get up and running. It wouldn't be where it's at today without it.
When the camp does flood, or when it is at that point, how does it affect the camp and the kids going forward?
For sure. Yeah. So the fun thing is we have had 2 100-year floods in the last 5 years.
Is that right?
That is right. Yes. So in a ideal world, doing the math, we should be about 200 years before we have another one.
Hopefully. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So
yes.
Hopefully this will be a problem for somebody else.
Knocking on wood.
Yes, exactly. But it affects a lot. So when the flood waters do rise, a lot of the buildings that we have, a lot of the structures that are there, oftentimes they can be washed away or significantly worn down to the point where we need to replace them. And obviously the safety of the kids is the most important thing. So when the water happens to be high, we do have to change our plans and our programming and utilize some other spaces for that. So it affects a lot. And fortunately, it really doesn't happen too much. The big floods are the ones that get the headlines. But
yeah.
On a day-to-day basis, it really runs smooth with no real impact from water at all. So my hope that, the community sees that as well and knows that, like, when it does happen, thank you so much for rallying. It's in a really good place right now from that.
And when it comes to volunteering, you guys appreciate that as well. Tell us more about the volunteering opportunities with the YMCA and then with Camp Leif Erickson too.
Yeah, as James had mentioned, I can touch on camp once. As James had mentioned, people in the community giving their time and the resources is everything for us. And I have seen people bring their hands to work, but yeah. I've also seen people donate items, donate things, donate time. All of these things are so critical to what we do at camp. And, specifically some of the areas we can always use help with is, we talked about being a handyman and having special skills, whether it's an electrician or maybe buses or carpentry. All of these areas we can always use more help with. If you want to give your time to camp in that way, that's fantastic. As well as financially, we're always looking to grow our programming and continue to expand the buildings and make improvements across the board. So I would say those are some major areas that we could really use some support and helping with. And we have some volunteer days where we like the community come out and help us, and all of it adds up to the finished product once camp begins.
I can't emphasize enough that I should not be around tools, big equipment tools, anything like that. James, what are some other volunteer opportunities with the YMCA?
The biggest other one we have is the opportunity to help with youth basketball, coaching kids, helping them. When we have 100 plus teams to fill, then we need to get some volunteer coaches to come in and people to come help with different things like that.
That's awesome. Now, as a former basketball player myself, say I'm interested in coaching, what would that typically look like?
That would look like you reaching out to us. If you want an opportunity to volunteer, need to look at what you can do. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can reach out to us via phone at the Y at 605-336-3190. Otherwise, you can go to SiouxFallsYMCA.org. And there's a volunteer tab there. Otherwise, you can also email. I believe our email is info@SiouxFallsYMCA.org. But going to the website is probably going to be the best way to do it.
And I'm sure people who have coached with the YMCA in the past, they enjoy it. You know, they enjoy empowering kids and to get them playing to the sport that they love. And clearly, basketball is a popular one for you guys.
Absolutely.
And what are some other events you have coming up, James?
We've got a lot coming up. There's a lot of good, exciting things. So Justin talked about Big Vikes Camp, and that is a fundraiser for us, but it is a chance for $200 to go out for a day and be a kid again. Now there may be some cocktail mixing classes.
An appropriate question to ask, but will there be cocktails?
There will be, but that is not something we offer to kids, but is something that is offered to adults.
Good to know. Yes,
very important to note that. But there, you get a chance to do all of the different camp activities, from the leap of faith to riding horses, to all kinds of fun stuff. That is on August 23rd. And we do have an overnight option this year if you want to sleep overnight at camp.
Oh!
So that's kind of fun. Something else that's important we didn't mention before is, for the first time this year, we have an adaptive camp for children with disabilities.
Oh.
We've partnered with a number of different local organizations for that. The camp is called Give Kids the Woods, and is on August 18th and August 19th. And that is really something we're excited to be able to offer to kids of different abilities. And definitely a hugely important part of what we're doing. And we are actually looking for volunteers for that too. So that's an exciting addition this year. We talked about Triumphs before. That's a big success we hadn't talked about. Then coming up, we have sign-ups for basketball, sign-ups for lacrosse, and there are still some openings if you want to come to Camp Leif Erikson. Haven't got your child signed up yet, then contact us. We do have some openings still for later in the season. And we have youth sports camps throughout the summer, basketball, lacrosse camps going on. Come to our website all through June and July. We hired someone to help us with some basketball individual camps and some small group stuff. And so there's lots of exciting things going on at the Y. All kinds of stuff happening. I could keep going for a long time.
You can.
The YMCA is, it's a place to be. I'm trying to think what the song says, but it's a great place to be.
It is, and we are again talking
it's
about
fun to stay at the YMCA.
There you go. It's fun to stay at the YMCA, the Sioux Falls Family YMCA. Again, we have James Oppenheimer, Justin Lassen. He is the camp director of Camp Leif Erikson. Anything else you guys would like to say before we wrap it up?
There's a lot of exciting changes coming at the Y. We talked about some stuff going on. There is some other big things coming in the future, which will be released as and when they happen. But where the Y is moving forward, coming back into the community, being as well known as possible, and we are looking to keep the legacy of the YMCA going while growing into the 21st century. I'm excited to show more as more happens.
Yeah, and I would just add one thing. I know I mentioned this before, but I'm so very grateful for this community and the way that they've rallied around Leif Erikson, the way they've rallied around the YMCA. It's become clear to me since I started how important this place is. And so, keep checking our social media, seeing what's all happening at the Y, seeing what's happening at camp, and it'll make you want to come right out and be a camper again.
And that website to check out is SiouxFallsYMCA.org, SiouxFallsYMCA.org. And if you have any questions or maybe you want to be a volunteer, you can always call 605-336-3190, 605-336-3190. James Oppenheimer, CEO, and Justin Lassen, Camp Director with Camp Leif Erickson. Great to check in with you guys, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Christine. We really appreciate it. Always.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.